In celebration of World Radio Day, we're broadcasting a special debate on diversity hosted by Radio Canada International. Our colleague Daniela Lazarva takes part in the lively discussion along with journalists from our Swiss, Polish, and Romanian partner stations.
Welcome to a special show for World Radio Day. Hello, I'm Mark Montgomery here at Radio Canada International, and on this special World Radio Day, we are joined by several other international broadcasters. In Radio Poland, we have Julian Horodyski. Hello, Julian.
Hello, Mark.
And from Swiss Info, we have Joe Fay. Hello, Joe.
Hello there.
Radio Romania, we have Kalin Kotsoyu.
Hi, guys.
And in Radio Prague, we have Daniela Lazarova. Hello, Daniela.
Hello, everyone.
On this special World Radio Day, this is a day that has been proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO, and it's celebrate radio and as a powerful medium for celebrating humanity and its diversity. And radio, of course, is a medium which is one of the probably the most accessible mediums that exist in broadcasting messages out to the world and so on. And, of course, on this anniversary day proclaimed by UNESCO, we're going to be talking about diversity because that is the theme that UNESCO has decided for this day. But before we talk about diversity and how we're dealing with it or trying to promote it, I'd like to get a little sense for everybody who's listening to us around the world, a little bit about your service. And Julian Horodyski, we're going to start with you. Just tell us a little bit about Radio Poland, the services that you have and so on.
Okay, well, we have an interesting mingle of mediums here, not only terrestrial radio in a traditional sense, right, but also podcasts and an extensive digital service as well.
Do you broadcast in more than one language then?
We as Radio Poland, no, but Radio Poland has got four other services, I think, in Russian, in Belarusian, in Ukrainian, and I just went blank on that. In German. I'm so sorry.
All right, let's hear about Swiss Info now. I think Swiss Info, like Radio Canada International, went entirely digital. We used to be shortwave services. In 2012, Radio Canada International went entirely online and digital. And just to let you know, we broadcast in five languages, English, French, Spanish, Mandarin, and Arabic. And, that's pretty much our service at Radio Canada International. Of course, there is the two domestic services, Radio Canada, which broadcasts in French across the nation, and CBC, which broadcasts in English across the nation. And we have several services as well in First Nations Indigenous languages. Joe, what about Swiss Info? Tell me a little bit about them.
Yeah, well, we had a very long history as Swiss Radio International, actually. In 2004, we became a purely online service. We're now a website in 10 languages, and we're the international service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, which means we have a website in English, German, French, Italian, and then we have six smaller languages. That means we have a little bit fewer journalists working for those languages, which are Russian, Arabic, Portuguese, Spanish, Japanese, and Chinese.
Okay. And from Radio Romania, we have Kalin Kotsoyu. Tell us a little bit about your service.
Sure. Well, I can't speak for the entire of Radio Romania, but speaking for Radio Romania International, we have quite a wide array. I mean, we have basically 12 services, one of which is Romanian, aimed at Romanians abroad, which are quite a few, as you may know. I mean, maybe like 10% of the population is basically working abroad and living there. So we have basically English, French, German, Italian, Spanish, Russian, Arabic, Chinese, and Romanian, which is whichever way you take a dialect or another language, but it's closely related to Romanian. And we have a website, a unified website for all the languages. We've been on the air for a long, long time. We've had actually even more languages before they became redundant. But Right now, we have added a Hebrew service. And so there is a wide variety. And a lot of our colleagues are bilingual. And this is pretty much our badge of honor.
Okay, very good. Daniela Lazarova in Radio Prague. Tell me a little bit about that service.
Well, our international service goes back to 1936, so we're turning 84 this year. Radio Prague International now broadcasts in six languages: English, German, French, Spanish, Russian, and also in Czech for expats abroad. Of course, our main audience is abroad, but with the arrival of the internet, we have also been able to serve the Anglo-American community here in Prague. As many other shortwave stations, we had to end shortwave broadcasts in 2011 for financial reasons. We now broadcast via satellite. We do have a number of shortwave rebroadcasters, but of course people also tend to follow us these days on the web, where all our programs are in text and audio, so they can listen at their convenience. We're on Facebook and Twitter because there are certain different groups of the population whom you now cannot reach. Simply, they don't go to your web page, so you have to be on Facebook, on Twitter, podcasts. You have to do all that these days.
I think that's probably the case for all of us. We have Facebook and so on, Twitter pages, and connect to the audience that way. I know that on our website in English here at Radio Canada International, our audience is roughly half domestic and half abroad or overseas, as the case may be. Now, the question is, World Radio Day, UNESCO theme this year, diversity. How would you describe your audiences, perhaps, as in terms of trying to serve a diverse audience? Julian?
It's really trying to tackle the main problem which radio is facing these days, which is the terrible decline in the young audience, or, you know, the generation, the millennials, or Generation Z, I think, has altogether abandoned radio, but they mainly entertain themselves on demand services, digital services. So what we do now is really sort of reinvent ourselves from the radio in a very traditional sense, to do more podcasts, to engage in various activities on Twitter and Facebook. That's it. So we could reach young audiences as well, I suppose.
Well, Joe, what about Swiss Info now? Again, if you're trying to reach a diverse audience, how do you accomplish that in terms of, you know, they might be ethnic, they might be linguistic, they might be religious, they might be male, female kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, well, firstly, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation has four different parts to it, plus the international service, which I work for. They serve the four national languages, one of which is a minority language, Romanche. But here at Swiss Info, we've taken a lot of steps recently to try and have inclusive language in the articles that we write. Last year, we introduced guidelines, for example, on using gender-neutral terms. And we also introduced guidelines in how we write and in how we address comments that come from users on our website or on our social media platforms, to make sure that discriminatory comments or words or offensive language aren't allowed on any of our platforms, whether that's something that we've written or something that users are writing into us. And gender equality as one aspect of diversity, that's something that's become really important in Switzerland in a very big way over the past year. And we've tried to reflect that at the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation as well. We went through quite a big process last year where we had focus groups, we had surveys for employees, and at the end of last year, we started up a diversity board, which I'm a member of. I represent Swiss Info there. And it's now our task to try and a chapter for the whole Swiss Broadcasting Corporation strategy to make it really a strategic priority for us to be addressing gender equality and diversity as a bigger issue.
Mm-hmm. Calin Cotsoiu in Radio Romania, tell me a little bit about that situation.
What I can tell you from personal experience looking at letters and reception reports from listeners is that we actually haven't completely lost the younger generation. I mean, we get reception reports from Japan, from 24-year-olds. Not many, it's true, but we do reach them. And I think we have basically, even though we target broadcasts on shortwave to most parts of the world, we actually do get a lot of feedback from parts we don't specifically cover. And we do have a great variety of... It's true that we don't seem to have as many female listeners as would probably be, reflect reality. But I got to say, it's actually... The image is looking better. Julian was very pessimistic about the young generation and the variety of listeners that radio has. But based on our feedback, I think that I can be more optimistic.
Okay, well, let's go to Daniela in Radio Prague. How about treating diversity on your station?
Well, of course, our mission is to inform listeners about life in the Czech Republic. So we're talking about the Czech Republic to foreign listeners all around the world, a very, very diverse audience. We give them a bit of everything, history, culture and so on. But there are certain issues that are important in reflecting diversity, particularly for this country, because the communist regime for four decades suppressed multiculturalism. So we talk a lot about Czech's attitude to foreigners. We now have a series giving a voice to foreign minorities. We talk about the Roma minority. We talk about foreigners living here in the Czech Republic, how they see life here, what their life is like, and whether they face discrimination and so on. We're starting a series on women on the 29th, which is 100 years since Czech women got the right to vote. So we'll be talking about why Czech women still have 20% lower salaries than men, why there are not so many women in politics, science and research, why the Me Too campaign is not resonating in the Czech Republic, and things like that. We talk about seniors in Czech society and so on, and we find that we try to be interactive. In fact, also reflecting what Czech Radio does, because Czech Radio is a larger organization, is involved in campaigns and charity events that also reflected in our broadcasts. So, for instance, one very interesting campaign where they highlight the problems of seniors is sort of a Christmas charity project in which radio personalities and volunteers visit old age homes and seniors who are lonely, and they grant them a Christmas wish, whatever it is. So it's a big treat for these old people and a memorable event. And in a way, it doesn't just basically target a certain group of the population of listeners, but it also sort of boosts intergenerational ties. It sort of brings these diverse groups together and fosters a greater understanding between them.
Well, it sounds like Radio Prague is similar in many ways to Radio Canada International, in that our mission is to talk about Canada and inform Canadians, but especially people around the world, about Canadian situations, how Canada is viewing the world, how Canada is reacting to world situations, and important things that are going on in Canada, whether that be medical innovations or scientific discoveries or social situations, protests going on about certain things and so on. So that's the kind of thing that we cover. But there is, of course, here a very important move, and it has been going on for quite some time, to address diverse audiences. Canada, perhaps more so than other countries, is extremely diverse. It's a nation of immigrants, I suppose you'd say, because we have such a high degree of immigration into the country from all over the world. We have this Toronto, the biggest city and the biggest urban center, for example, is possibly the most diverse city in the world. Certainly, if not the most, it certainly is one of the most in terms both of ethnicity and language and religion and so on. So we are dealing with a very diverse country and a very diverse society, and we try, of course, to reflect that in our broadcasts and the people we interview and so on. I'm just wondering, in a situation where you have perhaps not so much diversity in the country, how do you treat this? Now, Radio Prague, Daniela, you said that you're working on that. What is Czech society like? How diverse is it, really?
Well, it used to be a lot more diverse way back, because if you look at our history, originally These lands were part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, so then you had a huge amount of diversity, ethnic, religious diversity, linguistic diversity, and so on and so on. And of course, after that, even during the years of the First Republic, it was still there. The society was really multicultural. But unfortunately, communism changed all that, because then for four decades, there were borders were closed. You didn't really have any foreigners coming in, which was why after the fall of communism in 89, people had a problem accepting foreigners. There was a certain fear of foreigners and what they would bring and you know, people who were different, because before the foreigners who came here were mostly foreigners from the former Soviet bloc and so on. So in a way, these past 30 years, we've been opening up to the world again and learning to accept a multicultural society and see the benefits of a multicultural society and develop it and nurture it. But on the other hand, sometimes it's a slow process. It's a step-by-step process, because attitudes in society are so difficult to change. Basically, I mean, you can put out all these programs about it and so on and so on, but at the end of the day, it all goes back to when your opinions were formed. So it goes back to early years, and it will, I think, not change before the next change of generation, so to speak, because it all goes back to what children hear when they're 3, 4, 5, when they actually go to school and when they have classmates from different countries, which didn't happen before, and so on and so on. So, you know, it's a slow process.
Well, unfortunately, we only have a couple of minutes left, so perhaps just each of you very, very briefly answer the same sort of question, and perhaps we'll go to Jo Fay in Swiss Info.
Yeah, in Switzerland, we actually have 25% of the population here is foreign. This doesn't necessarily mean that we have a lot of people moving to Switzerland within a short period of time. It may mean that people moved here as children and grew up but never became Swiss. So it's quite an interesting situation here, especially due to our geographical location. We're surrounded by other European countries, and we're a signatory of the EU Free Movement of People Accord as well. So we have quite a lot of different European nationalities in the country and coming in and out of the country as well. But I think the past couple of years, definitely there's been very much a growing awareness of diversity and awareness of other cultures. We've had some incidents.
I'm going to have to stop you there, because we're just about almost out of time, and I just want to have a final word from Julian and Kalin. Julian, just very quickly.
Yes, well, relating to what Daniela said, I think Poland is very, very similar to Czech Republic. We're a very homogenous culturally country, but we have a history just like Czechs, which is very diverse. And I also think that economically, I think Poland cannot afford not to be diverse. And while some people, can afford to build walls or just quit the EU to preserve a certain vision of cultural and political independence, we really cannot in Poland.
Kalin, we'll go to you now then for the last word then.
I have to reflect what Daniela and Julian said, because the situation in Romania is, I was about to say exactly what they just said. At the same time, I think Romania has been spared for some reason, has been spared this wave of xenophobia and right-wing nationalism, which probably should have been here but has not occurred. So in the sense, Romania again is apparently homogenous, but once you scratch the surface, you realize the pretty big diversity that is down there. But communist education, yes, homogenized society on the surface, but again, once you scratch the surface, it's a totally different story.
Well, on that note, we'll end this special broadcast for World Radio Day. And I'd like to thank all our participants. We have from Radio Poland, Julian Horodiski; from Swiss Info, Jo Fay; from Radio Romania, Kalin Kotsoyu; and from Radio Prague, Daniel Lazarova. And I'm Mark Montgomery. Thank you very much for joining us on this special broadcast to celebrate World Radio Day. Bye-bye.